Commentator Jennifer Prettiger rides the subway to work every day in Washington, D.C. Since the recent attacks in London, she's become a little more paranoid about her commute.
I wake up each morning to hear on the radio about suicide bombings, genocide, and neighborhood homicides. On top of that, they say the hazy and humid D.C. air quality is at a code orange. Unhealthy for sensitive groups, they announce. Feeling a little sensitive myself, I walk to the metro station, hop on the green line, and sit down in an orange seat. Then I transfer to the orange line. On the loudspeakers, they announce, "Metro passengers, we are at threat level orange." Orange threat levels, orange line, orange seat, orange air. Aren't you glad you're not surrounded by so much orange? And there's more. Metro riders, please report all suspicious activity. Suspicious activity? What does that mean? People with bags look suspicious to me. People without bags look suspicious, too. And me looking at people with and without bags is certainly suspicious. The other day, I saw a guy look at his watch twice, then look at the time on his cell phone, and then look at his watch again. That seems suspicious. Or was he just suspiciously late for work? I remember when riding the metro used to just be an awkward time. Like riding in an elevator, except you move sideways instead of up and down. Now people look at each other sideways, wondering whose cell phone is ringing and why. And what does that guy have in his backpack? Sometimes I catch myself thinking about the people on the train. If something happens, this family of strangers, we'd help each other. Or maybe we'd die together. My friends who don't ride the metro think I have fear issues. They even sent me the We're Not Afraid website, featuring pictures of people holding up catchy signs that say clever things like, "We are not afraid." Well, I'd like to start my own website. I am really, really scared and sometimes terrified to the point of being freaked out.com. Or, I am not brave, I am a chicken, and I want this nonsense to stop.org. I know the odds of something happening to me on the metro are about as high as a firefly actually starting a fire. But I'm still afraid, not of the color orange or even my daily commute. I'm afraid of hate and suspicion, whatever their source. I'm afraid of fear itself.
Commentator and metro writer Jennifer Prettiger lives in Washington, D.C.